Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Finding You. That's right, Finding You with Marvin Rowan, Empowerment 365. Another day of motivation and empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rowan. Today we're going to work on ourselves. Work on stress reduction. Work on quiet relaxation. And we will work on settling our minds down and settling ourselves down to practice becoming the best person that we can be. And this is a daily practice of working on yourself. So what you have to do, my friends, is begin to accept the challenge of working on yourself. I work on myself. You have to begin with this pledge of empowerment where you decide what you're going to do. So we start every show with the empowerment pledge, and that is, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. And there are tools that you can practice and utilize to strengthen your character, to strengthen your integrity, to strengthen your will, to support what it is that you believe in, the foundational parts of the character traits within you that you have to utilize to have courage, to make a commitment, and to honor your agreements with yourself and others. So today, if you would, just acknowledge that you're becoming better every day. It's one day at a time. Just take one day. Take today. Make this the day that you begin to work on yourself. This day that you begin to change. This day that you begin to grow. This day that you become better. If you will, every day, consistently practice working on the things that you know you need to work on and change. Somebody's out there with a daily reminder that I have to work on the things that I know I need to work on and change about myself. If you could just do that every day, you got it. The Empowerment Pledge. Practice it, people. It works. The empowerment works. Okay, so today what we're going to do is we're going to get into every day the same practice. And this general practice, very positive, very consistent, is I will now practice gratitude. And the three things that we practice in foundational tools of personal empowerment is gratitude, it is humility, and most of all, it is forgiveness. So if you would practice beginning your day with gratitude, beginning your day becoming very thankful for your life, your health, the things that you do have, the acknowledgement that there is another chance that you have been given to live your life. And as soon as you open your eyes, if you can begin to consider the blessing and the gift that it is to have life and to experience life. Can you, when you first awaken, begin to think about all the wonderful, magical, and great things that you've been blessed with? Can you humble yourself for a moment to become thankful for your life? Can you humble yourself for a moment to become thankful for your health? Can you humble yourself, become very peaceful, and become thankful? Can you become thankful for your heart, for your lungs, your eyes, for sight? Thankful for the ability to hear. and you find something today to be thankful for, practicing Thanksgiving, I am thankful. I am humble. I am loving. I am kind. Can you practice gratitude every day? Humbling yourself, becoming thankful for the things that you do have. Your abilities to think clearly, to make judgments, to drive a car. Sometimes it needs just to have simple balance in your life. And now, can you practice forgiveness? Can you start your day, every day, with forgiveness? Finding something to forgive yourself for right now. If you can, scan your heart, scan your mind. Find something to forgive. Forgive yourself for any bad decisions, bad choices, mistakes that we all make. We're not perfect, but we can strive for excellence every day. We can start this striving for excellence by forgiving ourselves. Can you forgive yourself for some of your choices? Can you let those choices go? Can you also find it within yourself to forgive others, to release them, to let them go, to release situations, circumstances, experiences, words that were hurtful or negative? Can you humble yourself right now and forgive, release, and just let it go? Open up your heart to forgive. Become peaceful. This daily practice of gratitude and humility and forgiveness gives us a clean slate, a fresh start. And every day, if we can renew ourselves and renew our thoughts and renew our minds just by taking the opportunity to quiet ourselves and to begin to practice being thankful, humbling ourselves, and then just forgiving. If we could do this every day, our lives would be better. As we find reasons to become more peaceful, to become more loving, to become more caring, find reasons to respect yourself and others, your life will begin to change. We're practicing creating balance within our lives by taking the first step. And that first step is to become thankful for your life. The second step is to become humble. And the third step is to practice forgiveness every day. That's all you have to do. That's the first step. Then we begin to focus our minds, and we'll practice focusing, and we'll practice developing ourselves. And as we continue on with our Empowerment 365 exercises, I would invite you to now relax. And if you would, for just a moment, just close your eyes. Take a breath in. As we practice quiet relaxation, just breathe in. This is the time that you take for yourself. And as you wake up in the morning and go through your daily process and you start your day with gratitude, and as soon as you open your eyes, if you can begin to become thankful. And as we sit very quietly, just take a breath in. Very positive, powerful, peaceful breath. The breath that says, I am. The physical breath that says, I am alive. And become appreciative of that breath. And whenever you're ready, let it out slowly. Just blow it out slowly. Yes, that's it. Breathe in. Feel the breath coming into your body. And let it out slowly. And now I invite you to relax your mind. Relax as much as you can, all thoughts and thinking, and just be. Just be present with yourself. Present with your being. Breathing in, letting it out slowly. Now I want you to mentally relax your forehead. Relax your face. Then move this thought down to your neck and relax your neck and your shoulders. Just relax your shoulders. Feel the peaceful relaxation of your shoulders. And now your back. Relax your back and your chest. Relax your arms. Relax your elbows, your wrists and your fingers. Relax your shoulders. Just breathe in whenever you're ready. Let it out slowly. Continue to breathe. Relax your abdomen. And just peacefully relax. And now as we practice gratitude at this point, humble yourself and take this period to be quiet and listen to the still voice within. And if you have thoughts that arise, just let them go away and continue to just be humbled, peaceful, and with yourself. And now, relax your legs. Relax your thighs, your hamstrings, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Feeling peaceful and relaxed, begin to think positive thoughts about you and who you are. Begin to feel peaceful on the inside, very positive and productive. I am having a beautiful day today. I am peaceful today. I am loving today. I am becoming the best person that I can be today. If you can, begin to practice working on yourself every day. Begin to love yourself. Begin to appreciate yourself more. Find ways to practice becoming peaceful today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365. Marvin Rohn, Quiet Relaxation. And know that justice, fairness, and accountability is important. Be good and true to yourself. Love on someone. Love yourself. Respect yourself and others. Become the best person that you can be today and every day by becoming the example. Be good, be positive, and know where you're headed. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Peace.
Hi. I think I can.